Welcome, listeners, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Let's begin today's show highlighting the San Diego jazz scene. The artists you're about to hear can be heard in and around the city of San Diego. We'll begin with Sam Hirsch from his album, Quite Frankly, and this is Lil Mamba Samba.
Thank you.
a set of music from San Diego musicians or ones that play here in this region. The last thing you heard is from master bassist Rob Thorson, and that's from an album called Lasting Impressions. We heard Dance of the Freaky Circles, and a great group here playing with Rob Thorson. It's Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Ben Wendell on tenor sax, Jeffrey Keyser playing piano, Duncan Moore on drums. That's Rob Thorson on bass. A fine album, goes back to the year 2009, called Lasting Impressions. Before that, we heard from Irving Flores and Danzen Jazz Trio from the album American Influence, 2013 release. We heard Bolero in San Diego, and we started out that set with a LA cat. His name is Sam Hirsch, but he plays frequently down here in San Diego. I've heard him a couple times with Gilbert Castellanos, and his album is Quite Frankly. It's his first release as a leader from the year 2020. We heard Lil Mama Samba. All right, moving right along, we are going to switch coasts and hear from something from Earl McDonald. Earl is the head of the jazz department at University of Connecticut. He's a great musician and arranger and teacher. And he's got a brand new album out called Consecrated. And it's an album of Christian hymns arranged for jazz music. The album will be released on Friday, September 24th. I've got a couple of unreleased tracks. We'll talk about it a little more on the other side. Here's Earl McDonald from the album Consecrated. We'll start with O God of Love, Grant Us Your Peace.
your peace, though all the earth choose war. May global tensions now decrease. God lead us to adore the way of Christ, and like our Lord, be merciful and just. Thank you.
Earl MacDonald from a soon-to-be-released album. The name of the album is Consecrated. It comes out on September 24th. Personnel in this band are a great ensemble of Connecticut and New York musicians. We've got Earl MacDonald on piano and writing the arrangements. Carly Epp on vocals. Very pure and strong sounding vocals for sure. Chris Allen on saxophones. David Smith on trumpet and flugelhorn. Carl Kohut on bass. And Rogerio Boccato on drums. As mentioned, that album will be released September 24th. Perhaps you are hearing this album here on this podcast a few days prior to its release, but you can still order the album from Bandcamp. Search for Earl MacDonald, that's M-A-C MacDonald, or you can add it to your library on the major streaming services, and on Friday when it's released, it will magically show up. All right, next up, we have a little guitar set featuring a brand new album by Pat Metheny. That album's entitled Side Eye, New York City. This is a trio album. The album has Pat Metheny on guitars, James Francis on keyboards, and Marcus Gilmore on drums. And Pat Metheny is coming to this area later this month, September 30th. I've got my tickets already. So I am looking forward to that. And so we're going to go ahead and play something from the album Side Eye. I think it's got a little different sound than you're used to from Pat Metheny. And we'll follow that up with Andrew Renfro. Thank you. Andrew Renfro from his latest release entitled Run in the Storm. We heard the song Ghosts, and doesn't he sound good on guitar with Braxton Cook on saxophone? And we started out with Pat Metheny from his new album Side Eye New York City. Am looking forward to seeing Pat Metheny at the Ratty Center in San Diego, a beautiful outdoor amphitheater. It should be a great evening. That's on September 30th. All right, we are going to finish this show with a couple tracks from Cannonball Adderley. It was his birthday, September 15th, 1928. He unfortunately passed on at age 46, a very young age. And Cannonball Adderley is really one of my favorite alto sax players. I think he would be for any jazz lover. So we're going to finish up this show. I will bid you adieu, and then you can listen to Cannonball Adderley. The first track, he'll be playing with Nancy Wilson from the classic album, Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley. We'll hear Never Will I Marry, and that will be followed by Dat Dare from the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. That album is Them Dirty Blues, a 1960 release. That'll about do it for me. Thank you for listening, folks. This is Ken Laster, In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Let's listen to Cannonball Adderley.
Never, never, never
Well, I'm mad.